come to you this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for another day, a day which you have made. And today we decide to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to come into your household of faith once again to hear what you have to say to us through your Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your will and have your way in this service. Holy Spirit, I decrease so that you may increase. You know the needs of your people this morning, Lord. So I release you to preach through me this morning the uncompromising word of God. Lord, I pray this morning that some soul will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Some soul will experience salvation this morning because the world will seek to save those that are lost. I pray for perfection this morning, Lord, that the saints of God be functioning in the body of Christ, your church. And Lord, this morning, this restoration takes place, restoring your people to your original plans for their lives. And when you return, Lord, you will find a church, your bride, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Bride of Christ. Yes. Bride of Christ. Once again, it's time to look into the Word of God for our instructions in righteousness. I want to remind you that this has been declared the year of kingdom living. And today we embark upon a new series titled Kingdom Responsibilities. Kingdom Responsibilities. You see, one who is responsible is capable of being trusted or depended on. In other words, that person is reliable. A person who is responsible is capable of making moral or rational decisions on one's own, thereby being answerable to one's behavior. One who is responsible is based or marked by good judgment. One who is responsible is required to render account. In other words, that person is answerable. Amen? One who is responsible is involved in personal accountability or ability to act free from guidance or higher authority. Amen? In other words, that person is trustworthy. Trustworthy. Amen? As we discuss the kingdom, let us not think of some far off place or saw a piece of real estate. Amen. A building where there's somebody sitting in there on a throne with a crown on the head. Amen. The kingdom. Jesus says, what's been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom, no need to look any place else other than within. Tell somebody, I got a kingdom inside. Oh, hallelujah. There's a kingdom inside of you, church. There's a kingdom inside of you. I believe that the Holy Spirit was given to me. I was anointed by the Holy Spirit to protect the integrity of the kingdom that's inside of me. Hallelujah. The kingdom has to be protected. We have to uphold the integrity of the kingdom of God. Amen? It's not like going to work. It's not like going to your job. But it's talking about the kingdom. Amen? The purpose of today's message is scripturally illustrate that each believer has a duty to work in and for the kingdom. Amen? That's your responsibility, to work in and for the kingdom. The purpose is to scripturally illustrate that each believer has a duty to work in the kingdom for God. Amen? Our objective is to use the word of God and natural illustrations or examples to make known the will of God for his kingdom citizens. Tell somebody, that's me. Our goal is to have a church in which every member is involved in using their gifts, blessings, talents, and ability to advance the kingdom. Our central thought today is just how wise you are is shown by how much you work, what work you do for God, and how well you use your God-given gifts. Just how wise you are is shown by how much work you do for God and how well you use your God-given gifts. Amen? I want you to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Let's go to chapter 25, verse 14. Here Jesus is found teaching the parable concerning the kingdom of heaven. He told his disciples the purpose of parables. At one point, Jesus had to explain and why he taught in parables. He said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Amen? For whoever has, to him will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak in parables because they do not see. Seeing, they do not see. Hearing, they do not hear. And they do not understand. Amen? See, you have a Jesus. See, we don't expect the world to understand these parables. But those who are in the kingdom should understand why Jesus teaches in parables. Amen? It is for you to understand. Those who profess and genuine profess to be saints of the Most High God, those are of the way, should know why Jesus teaching parables. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, open your eyes and ears. Turn to somebody and say, open your eyes and ears. Church, in this passage of scripture, Jesus foretold that he was like a man who was traveling to a far country. Amen? And he foretold what happened. He said, Jesus traveled away from the earth and ascended to heaven, now sits at the right hand of God the Father. Amen? That's a long journey. And we have no idea when he's coming back. Amen? Hallelujah. But what one thing is that, see, the servants will complete the work he has given them to do while he's away. Amen? Tell somebody, he's going to return. When he returns, it will be a time for reward and for judgment. Hallelujah. The choice is yours. Reward or judgment. Amen. In the Gospel of Luke 19, this is a parallel teaching. They call the parallel of the 10 minas. Amen. Jesus says that, a man of noble birth. In other words, a noble man, a man of nobility, went to a distant country to receive a kingdom unto himself. Oh, hallelujah. This is good stuff. In other words, he's going to go away, but he's going to leave some stuff. Amen? See, that's the thing. The kingdom, you don't need certain things in the kingdom. Amen? Oh, you don't know about this. See, you say, oh, Pastor, get ready. Teach the parable of the talents. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. But God's going to show you a different way about the parable of the talents today. Amen? See, Christ is talking about his servants in this passage, professing believers and church members. Some genuine believers and some only professing believers who are making a false profession. I like this. I don't believe Jesus is talking about money. Who hear the parable of the talent? We think about stewardship, taking care of money. How to manage somebody's money, amen? Jesus didn't need money. The kingdom doesn't need money. He's going to receive a kingdom to himself. Why would he leave his goods? Amen? That should be a lesson to us. You can't take the stuff with you. You're going to need it in the kingdom, amen? But then you won't need it in the kingdom. Jesus explains, he said, foxes have holes. And the birds of the air have what? Nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to what? To lay his head. Why would he need to take money? I believe that Jesus explained this in terms of money because what? That's the thing people understood then. And we're going to talk about it today because that's the thing what people understand today. Money. Money, money, money. Please. Let's first of all read. Are you there? Say amen. The kingdom of heaven is as a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them. Tell somebody entrusted them. entrusting his property or his goods to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money. I'm reading from the NIV. To one, he gave 5 talents of money. To another, 2 talents. And to another, 1 talent. Each of what? According to his ability. Amen? Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went at once. Went at once and what? Went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. Amen? It didn't play around. Amen? We have a tendency to play around, take time out, but he did it at once. Amen? Oh, I like that. Also, the one who with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the one who received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Amen? After a long time, the master of the servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 1 talent brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me. You entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. Amen? His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Amen? Or joy. And they said, the man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, my good, faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And then the man who had received 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, it is. Here it is. What, same thing you gave me, I'm going to give it back to you. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. I want to stop there for a moment. Please title today's message, Kingdom Day Workers. Kingdom Day Workers. Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming and no one can work. Church, I'm here today to encourage you to get to working. Don't get caught in the dark. Oh, it's got a time going to come where there's going to be a time that you will not be able to work in the kingdom of God. You're going to be standing there facing judgment or reward. Don't let it catch you because one day it's going to be too late. I hear you say now, Pastor, I've been told before that I cannot work for my salvation. And I say, you got that right. You cannot work for your salvation because salvation is free. But you expected to work because of your salvation. Because Jesus died on the cross for you, he shed his life and his blood for you, you should be willing to work in the kingdom. Can I get an amen? Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. See, today churches defined by the size of the building. Churches defined by the how many people sitting in the church. But in the Old Testament, church was defined by how many people working. Amen. Go back to the book of Acts. You find that people worked. Amen. Today, people come and sit up and make social contacts. Pass out the cards. Who can they sell something to? Who can they get a job from? It's not about working. If everybody worked in the church, a lot of problems would be solved. Oh, man. Down south, they say you got to release the hounds. Release the hounds. In other words, you release the hounds going to track something down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine releasing a 10,000 house? Somebody should come to Christ by releasing 10,000 hounds. Amen? Tell somebody to release the hounds. See, it's not about how many people in the building. Amen? It's not. Remember Babylon. Everybody, Jesus wasn't, God wasn't spread out. Guess what? They didn't. Guess what he did? He came down and paid them a visit to get them to spread out. Well, ain't nobody hear me this morning. Jesus, he was dealing with his return. Amen? He went into a faraway country, and after a long time, the Lord returned. See, Christ is teaching a much-needed lesson. We must be faithful and diligent, for if we're not, when he returns, that would be severe judgment. Amen? I want you to get to working. Let's take a look at this thing. I want to break it down so you can understand it. Work. W-O-R-K. W-O-R-K. Give me a W. Give me a O. Give me a R. Give me a K. What you got? What you got? Work. Amen? Work. The physical or mental effort or activity directed toward production or accomplishment of something. It's your labor. Amen? There's some requirements needed for kingdom working. First of all, we're gonna do a little mnemonic. First requirement is willingness. Underline W. Amen? Willingness. See, Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Not only to do it, but to finish it. And that's what God is looking for, some doers and some finishers. He's not looking for people who start and stop in the middle. He's looking for some people who will start the thing and then they will finish the thing. Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus was away, the believers to do something. The believers to work faithfully and diligently. The Lord has entrusted his goods. The Lord has entrusted his goods. I'm not talking about this money. What you got is something much better than money. You got gifts. You got abilities. You got blessings. And you got talents. That's what the God-given gifts that you got. It ain't about money. Get your mind off money. You got something if you deal with your gifts, talents, abilities, or blessings. You have more than money. Your money will come to you. Got to get the right focus. Seek ye first the kingdom and all those other things of God and his righteousness and all those other things will come into you. Oh, hallelujah. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. There was a verse that says it all. Therefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Tell somebody I got a gift. Tell somebody I got talents. Tell somebody I got abilities. Tell somebody I got blessing. Hallelujah. This is what the kingdom is all about. Jesus, we went through and said, God gave us some principles that we use and to better ourselves that we could be blessed. He called it blessed. In other words, he beatified us. In other words, we look at the book of Matthew 5 and we see the Sermon on the Mount. But Luke, if you look at chapter 6, you will see a sermon on the plain. I believe that the kingdom message was where God preached wherever you went. Wherever you walked, he preached the kingdom message. It was good for the mountaintop, and it was good for the valley. It was a message that we should be preaching today. Because what happened when Jesus preached the kingdom message, getting people together, then healing and every other thing took place after the word of God. People want to come and get healed before they hear the word of God. You got to come and hear the kingdom. Got to hear about the kingdom. The kingdom is first of all. If you understand the kingdom, you'll get the blessing of the kingdom. Jesus says, check this out. The Lord calls us his own servants. The word servant is a bond slave. Servant, in other words, a worker. Amen? He called those who are supposedly his own. You know, oh, God, that's precious. His own. His own servant. Amen? That means you belong to God, belong to him. And who was supposedly faithful and responsible to his service. In other words, supposedly true Christians, amen? Disciples. See, Jesus had bought them with the blood. And then when they were blood-washed and spirit-filled saints, amen? Hallelujah. But they weren't working. Yeah, that's the problem in the church today. Blood-washed, spirit-filled, but they ain't working. They're sitting. They were to be his own and to serve him, amen? The Apostle Paul said, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's why Paul was blessed, where Paul went. Paul was blessed. Paul, when Paul went and preached the kingdom of God, Paul had blessings waiting on him. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus called them to put his goods, gifts, talents, blessings, and abilities into his hands, in their hands while he was away. That's what he's done for you. He put some things in your hand. Are you using those things that he's put in your hand? Or are you just like the slothful servant? Have you hid the things? Hey, are you hiding your talents? Are you hiding your ability? Are you hiding your blessings? Or are you just hiding them and nobody being blessed? Well, if you're not doing that, you don't have to get quiet. Don't be guilty by association. Guilty. See, his property had to be looked after and increased and bettered. In other words, proof why he's away. In other words, the thing that he gave, his goods, I said his goods, had to be, what, looked after, they had to be increased, and they had to be better while he's away. He don't want the thing back the way he gave it to you. Immediate work, immediate action, immediate use of God's gift expected from you. Are y'all with me? Still with me? Saints, Jesus is teaching that each hesitation, each hour, each day where maximum energy and effort are not used is a lost opportunity. Wasting time. Each lost opportunity equals unfaithfulness and slothfulness. Oh, church, what a strong example the two faithful servants were. The property of the Lord means the world and the souls of men. The servants were given the very same mission of work that Christ had. Amen? To minister to the souls of men and to desperate people of the world. Amen? The Lord has given us, gave different goods to look at. Point is, each person has been given a talent, a gift of responsibility. No one's left out. Everybody got some. It said to each he gave. Amen? Tell somebody I got some. Look at somebody and say, you got some. Now, what are you going to do with it? No one was left out. To each one of us, grace was given. Each one, each servant is therefore expected to work and serve. You got to climb on the horse and start riding. You got to climb on the horse and giddy up. You got to go to work. The Lord gave each one, each servant, according to his ability. Don't get jealous because somebody got a little bit more than you. You might have a little bit more than me. I might have a little more than you, but we all got some. If you want more, work on yourself. Don't work on what other people got. Work on yourself. When you begin to work on yourself, God will give you more. He's looking at your faithfulness. He's looking at your ability. He don't want to give you more than you can handle. Right now, you might be able to only have one talent. But guess what? There are four more waiting on you. They belong to, they've been set aside for you. I'm not talking about money. Don't back me in a corner. We're not talking about money this morning. We're talking about something everybody got this morning. No matter how large or how small your bank account, what I'm talking about, you got some of it. Because the Lord said to each one, he gave it to you. And since the Lord said he gave it to you, I believe that you got it. I might not be able to see because you might have it here. But you got it. Amen? No, see, you got to look at it. No two servants have the same ability. No two servants have the same environment, opportunity, genes, heritage, training, mind, heart, discipline, initiative. Each is different. That's wonderful. That's a blessing. If we all had the same thing, there wouldn't be no need for teachers, have teachers. I got just as much you have. I don't need to be taught. Yeah, you know how that is, right? And he gave to one 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Amen? Oh, that's so wonderful. Y'all don't think y'all understand. Jesus is going on a journey, church. And he expected, well, he's away, that you'll be doing something with the things that he gave you. He's checking you out. He's looking down there and saying, who's the faithful worker? Yes. Paul asked the Corinthians, he said, for who makes you different from another? 1 Corinthians 4:7 said, who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you have not received it? Church, God endows and supplies, equips, and provides his goods, his gifts, as he wills, knowing each servant perfectly. What you got because God knows you. Amen? God knows exactly who you are, what you're doing, and how you're going to handle his gifts. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually exactly as he wills or determines. Amen? In other words, as he wills or determines, he looks down and see what you're doing, what you got. Based on his will, the way he determines, he gives you more or less. Amen? Stop blaming God and get your work together. Start working on yourself. See, each servant receives all the gifts he needs and can use. Everything that you have, the Lord has determined that you need and can use. Amen? He's not going to give you more than you need or can use. Word of God says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration or ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation or activity, but it's the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for the profit of all. For the profit of who? For the profit of yourself? Amen? Work. Tell somebody to go to work. Each servant has an equal opportunity to be faithful in using what God has given him. In other words, we are to be judged on our faithfulness, not on the number of gifts or the size of the work we are assigned, but we are to be based on our what? Faithfulness. Our church, God is the equal opportunity employer. Isn't that wonderful? God is the equal opportunity. When it comes to the kingdom, I like about the kingdom. King ain't got no vacation pay. No vacation days, no sick leaves. That's the way the world operates. You can't call into God and say, God, I'm taking a day off. God, I got a headache today. God said, go to work. Go to work, your headache will go away. Go to work, amen? God, I got a situation that I don't know how I'm going to handle. You know, people coming down on me. Go to work. Stop thinking about your problem and go to work. Amen? Church, Jesus says, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father and his angels, with his angels. And then he shall reward each according to his works. Y'all need to read Matthew 16:27. See why? Pastor, that's not coming from your pastor. There are three marvelous and wonderful facts here. We are his own. We are God's, his possession. God said, I am their possession. Isaiah 43:1 says, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. We are taken care of by Christ. Each one is given his goods. Very special gifts, abilities, and responsibility to look after for God. God gave us some good stuff to take care of, to hold on to. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? God gives us exactly what we need. He gives it to fulfill our lives. He gives it to give us purpose, meaning, and significance in life. He gives it to us to conform us to the very image of Christ himself. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I like that. The church is taken care of by Christ. Amen? During his absence, he has provided all that is necessary to care for you as an individual, as for the church. Amen? All that church needs to be advanced is given. He's left it. Jesus left some operational gifts. Amen? That's possession. Amen? His possession. Guess what he did? He left his operational what? Gifts. He said unto himself, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping the perfecting of the saints for the work. Tell somebody to say work. Work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. Amen? For the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come to the union of faith and of knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fulfilled of the fullness of Christ. In other words, you give them a gift to what? Work. Work. You gotta work it. Work, 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 work. It ain't about how you jump up and down, how much you slobber, how much you holler out, how much you cry, how much you... It's about your work. Tell somebody go to work. You know, I say, Lord, show me what you mean. Lord said, He said, you remember when you were a young child growing up in South Carolina? I said, yes, Lord. He said that your parents used to go to work or wherever they're going. They said, look here. He said, I looked at your parents, looked at your brothers and sisters. He said, look, while we're gone, these are your assignments. You to cut the grass, you to wash dishes, you to scrub the floor, you to do this, you do that. Amen? And when I come back, I expect it to be done. If it's not done, guess what? You're going to suffer some consequences. But if it's done, you're going to have some blessing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You had a choice. What you could do, you could play around with your friends if you want to. But you better not miss the timing, because you had no idea when they were coming back. If they came back and the work was not done, guess what happened to you? Yeah. If you were smart, you would do the work first and then go out. Just in case they came home a little bit earlier than you had anticipated. That's what's happening. God, you try to anticipate when God's coming back. You hold on back on your word. You try to anticipate when you come back. Do the work just in case he come back before you finish.
That's right.
Anybody hear me this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta go to work. I would not, man, if you missed doing the work, why wasn't this all God? Oh, get that switch. Get that bell. Yeah, judgment coming. Judgment. Man, the judgment in the Rucker household was not pretty. Oh, hello. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did it? Yeah. See, today parents got the kids, got the parents scared of them. My mother and dad had a right to ask me to do that. Give me an assignment, because they were putting a roof over my head, food on my table, and also clothes on my back. That's why God has a right to ask you to do these things while he's gone. Because he has clothed you, he's fed you, and he's put a roof over your head. Can somebody say amen? Oh, you got to go to work. Kingdom responsibilities. You're held accountable. What was the first? Willingness, W, right? The second one is organized servant. Got to be organized. O. See, we're going to spell that work out. Amen? W-R-K. After it's over, you're going to say W-R-K. Amen? That means you're going to have to do what? Work. See, God is a God of organization. And he's looking for servants who are organized. Amen? He doesn't want a confused, unorganized person to handle his goods. You want a person that handles his goods that's not organized, won't know what to do. Back to the work. We had to organize the thing in order prior to make sure things got done. Amen? Guess as long as you organize in order of priority, then you know what needs to be done and how long it take you to do it. It's not fumbling around in the dark. Me fumbling around in the dark trying to decide how I'm going to do my work for my parents, that was too risky. Yeah, it was too risky. I did not want to take a chance. Just like I'm working, church, I'm working. Why am I working? Because I have no idea. God, Jesus said, not even the Son of Man. Know when the end's going to come. God knows. Him being God knows, but him being as Son of Man as Jesus, he didn't know. Tell somebody he knows now. Hallelujah. Organized person. See, every believer has at least what? One gift. Amen? At least one gift. See, because he said everybody got some. Teach was given. So I got to believe that I got to have at least one. Amen? I might not have five, but at least I got one. Too often, a person who is gifted with little feels his service doesn't matter. It matters little. Amen? That is not really worthwhile, the time and effort to put forth. Amen? I ain't got that much to offer. Why bother about doing anything? Have you had that kind of attitude before? See, with this attitude, you forget something. The gift is not yours. The gift ain't yours. You can't take an attitude with the gift because the gift doesn't belong to you. The gift is the Lord's. That's why you're going to be messed up, because you take an attitude that's yours. It's not yours, it's the Lord's. It is to be used, and full energy and effort are to be exerted in its use. Got to put some energy and effort using God's gift. The use of a single gift is to occupy what days and hours we have on earth. The use of a single gift is to occupy what days and hours we have on earth. Saints, we are to be faithful even in the single gift. Always faithful and always using what we have for the Lord, even if it's of a single gift. Can somebody say amen? It ain't about how much you got. It's how you're using what you got. God's gifts are not to be used like, or treated like your closet full of shoes. You get around to wearing it whenever you can, you know. When you find something to match up with, no. Doesn't work that way. First, we must become self-organized. Who we become, see, then we become capable of organizing things around us. Yeah, I get that? Organization starts with what? Self. Amen? And once you self-organize, then you can organize things around you. God is looking for those who can become organized to carry out our kingdom business using their gifts, blessings, and talents and abilities. Amen? I heard a quote that says, it's not only what we do, but also what we do not do for which we are accountable. Not only what we do, but what we don't do, we're held accountable. Amen? We can see in Genesis, we can clearly see that God is a God of organization. Amen? Principles. Ah, hallelujah. God wants an organized person to handle his good. Are you organized? See what you don't have, you can work on and get. Amen? If you see, you already use a principle in the world. If you hadn't used the principle, some of y'all are still in the first grade. 30-year-old sitting in the first grade. I refuse to use my abilities. I'm going to sit right here. Ain't going to do nothing. When it comes to the kingdom right now, it's a lot of you in the first grade. Because you haven't worked. You haven't done anything. You're just sitting. Oh, hallelujah. You know, it's about doing things for Christ, amen? There's a song, some of you might have heard it before. It says what you do for Christ is will last, amen? I don't know, y'all might have heard it. It says you may build great cathedrals, large or small. You can build skyscrapers grand and tall. You may conquer all the failures of the past, but only what you do for Jesus will last. I say what only what you do for Jesus will last. Amen? What was the first? Willingness. What was the second? The third is responsible servant. In other words, you got to be responsible. See, one servant was irresponsible. He simply did not use the gift, Lord's gift. He was somewhat active. You know, you're active hiding. You're active sitting. He spent time and energy to go out and bear the Lord's gift. In other words, he hid it. Some of you are hiding God's gifts. Some of you are hiding God's possessions. His days, his time, his energy were to be the Lord's. But he took his own life in his own hands. Day and night, he is about his own business, not the Lord's business. What was he doing? Scripture didn't tell us. But he wasn't doing what the Lord wanted him to do. We know that for sure, right? We're not told, but his efforts were not spent on the Lord's cause. He only served himself. Served himself. The church folks today serving themselves. He was worldly. He lusted after flesh and possession of the world. He was out of service, out to serve himself instead of God. A person with one talent is responsible to use his gifts as a person with many talents. Don't feel rained on because you got one. Don't feel rained on because you got one. Use it. Begin to use it. Begin to work with it. And guess what? You're going to see more coming. If the servant with one hadn't hit it, at least it had two. Get your mind off the bank. This ain't about no CDs, money market. About your gifts, talents, abilities, and blessings. Amen? You can't bank that stuff. You got to get us, that stuff is to give out. Amen? You can't put that in your vault. Putting in your walls just like sitting down doing nothing. That's worse than hiding it. Amen? Responsible servant. The reward involved responsibility and sign of duties to perform for the Lord. Luke, two faith. See, the two faithful believers reign with the Lord. They were put in, if you go to Luke, they were put in charge of certain territories, including several cities and kingdoms. Amen? In other words, when the Lord can trust you, when you're faithful and the Lord can trust you, he will use you and will give you things to be used. Amen? And guess what? When something comes through you to be used for God's people, guess what? You think God wants you to look bad? Guess what's going to happen? As the water runs past, you're going to get wet. As the blessing and all these things go by to other people, you're going to be soaked up with some of them. Don't think that you'll be left out in the cold. You'll be left without anything. You're going to be blessed. Oh, hallelujah. I like the responsible servants. They lost no time. They went to work immediately. Amen? They began to serve quickly. They were faithful and diligent. Amen? They were also successful. Each one gained and doubled the Lord's possession. In the night, with God, all his God's gifts that he's given you, you can double it. By the time he comes back, he done double what he's given you. You got more talent. Got more ability. You got more blessings. You got more talent. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's why God can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I can trust you. I trust you with this. Look what you've done. Look what you got now. Look what you got for me. I know that you have been working because if you haven't been working, it wouldn't have doubled. The one given more, 5 talents bore 10. The one given less, 2 talents bore less, 5 talents. But both were equally successful. Doubling the Lord's money. It ain't about what you got, it's about the doubling. Not Romans 12, 11 says, not lagging or being slowful. Not lagging in diligence. Or, in other words, a business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4, 2 says, more of it is required in stewards that a man may be found faithful. Are you faithful? Are you faithful? A steward got to be found faithful. A steward has to be found faithful. Are you faithful? Tell somebody to go to work. Ah, they don't hear you. They don't hear you. In the back there, go to work. Go to work. See, a day, I'm preaching this because the day of reckoning is going to come. He said after a long time, he returned. I'm here to tell you that I can promise you that Jesus will return because he said in his word that he's going to return. But don't be caught when he returns. Don't be caught like the 10 virgins, the ones that got caught outside in the parable of the 10 virgins. Amen? Don't be caught outside in the dark. He said that will be a punishment if you get caught out in the dark. What, they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're going to be cast out into outer darkness. I don't have to deal with the darkness because I'm going to work. I don't like darkness. I hate darkness. Amen? Church, the Lord did return. He did return. You know, let's look at the last requirement, knowledge. A knowledgeable person. Amen? Tell somebody to go to work. Since last, have we spelled W-R-K yet?
Yeah.
Amen. W-R-K. So we got to do what? Work. Amen? You got to be willing, you got to be organized, you got to be responsible, and you got to what? Be knowledgeable. In other words, when you put it all together, you got to know something. Amen? That's why you come to church. That's why you hear the word of God. That's why you study the word of God so you can know something. Amen? When you stop learning, you're in trouble. One thing you need to know is that your work, while Jesus is the way, the believer is to know something. His work will be greatly rewarded or severely judged. But rewarded or what? Severely judged. And therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's sweet. Amen? What I do for the Lord ain't going to be in vain. The more I do for the Lord, the more I'll be rewarded. I want more rewards. What I do more work. I got to work. Got to work the thing out. Tell somebody to go to work. I like Jesus. Jesus was talking to the church at Ephesus in Revelation 2. 2:2. I know your works. I know your works. Your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say that they are possible and are not, and have found them to be liars. And have persevered and have patience and have labored for me. For my name's sake. And have not become weary. Labor for me and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have said this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works. Do the first work. Else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. It's time to repent and get started. The word. But there's a reward. There's a reward. Jesus says, he who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to eat of the fruit. I want to be fruitful so I can eat of the fruit. Amen. I want to work and be fruitful so I can eat of the fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like the punishment. Say, but the children of the kingdom will be cast out in utter darkness. They'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Then he will say also to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen? He said, but the children of the kingdom. Y'all read that. Matthew 8:12 said, the kingdom of the children of the kingdom. Amen? You better watch out, kingdom children. See, the efforts of the faithful and diligent will bear interest. See, the fruit that you bear is your interest. Amen? I say the fruit is the interest. Amen? The servant who uses his gifts faithfully and diligently will witness a manifold increase in the goods of his Lord. If you get a return on it, guess what you're going to find? An increase. But the reward for doing a good job, well done, will be more work to do in the kingdom. But that's good. That's good. The more work that God can give you, the more he trusts you. And guess who we're going to look out for? Those who he can trust. So it's not like being on your job. When they give you more work, you complain. But when God gives you more work to do, that means he trusts you. Amen? Amen? More trust. More work equates to what? More blessings. More talents. More ability. More. They both acknowledge their gifts as graces. He says, Lord, thou delivered unto me. Hallelujah. Y'all, you need to sit down sometimes and say, Lord, you delivered unto me. Lord, you delivered all this good stuff unto me. Lord, now I need your spirit to help me manage the thing. Help me to be a witness. Help me to increase to what I got, Lord. I realize, Lord, it's your good. These things that I have, they're not mine, but yours, Lord. So I got to be a good steward over those things that you entrusted with me. I just can't put my abilities and my gifts and my stuff on hold. Got to break them out and use them. Oh, hallelujah. But you should count it a privilege of being just serving the Lord himself. You got to be appreciative and thankful. Just say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up in every day. I don't worry about dying. I worry about waking up and serving God. I believe that if I work, got my mind on instead of dying, I've got my mind on working up and serving him, waking up and serving me each and every day. I believe he will get me through the night. When you don't have your mind on Christ and not willing to get up and work for him, there's some stuff going to come upon you that distract you in your life. I go to bed at night seeking the kingdom. I wake up in the morning seeking the kingdom and of God and his righteousness. I want to get it right with God. So I go to bed trying to get it right with God. I wake up trying to get it right with God. I work all day trying to get it right with God. God is taking care of me because I'm trying to get it right with him. And I believe God's going to let me stay around till I get it right with him. Might take a long time. Y'all might see me around 180 years old. But one day I'm going to get it right. I want to leave here. While the Lord said, when the Lord, I get in front of the Lord and say, well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. My good what you did, I can trust you. Here, get to my joy. I'm going to, when I leave, I want to, when I finish, I want to step into the joy of my Lord. I don't want to be cast in outer space with a weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to step into the joy of my Lord. What a reward. Step. 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 I'm not going to hurry to get through. I want to step slowly. I want the joy to be all around me. Joy. Joy. Joy of my Lord. I said joy. You got to experience joy of my God. Yes. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to say, my good and faithful servant. I'm gonna work on my responsibility to the kingdom. I'm a day worker. Night ain't gonna catch me. I'm gonna work the work of him who sent me while it is still day. Because there come a time, night might come, and I won't be able to work. Yeah, Lord, I'm willing. Yes, Lord, I'm organized. Yes, Lord, I'm responsible. Lord, and I know something. I know that you're going to come back. And I know that you're going to come back rewards or blessings, a judgment, or cursing. I don't want the cursing. I want the reward, Lord. I want to sit by your side on the throne. And I want to rule and reign with you, Lord, as you promised me. Oh, Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. You told Daniel, that we will rule and reign on your throne with you. Yeah, we will seek the first, the kingdom and righteousness. He said, you can have the gold, silver. I want to sit right beside you. If I'm sitting beside you, Lord, I know that I don't have to worry about gold, silver. Hallelujah. The farther I get away from you, Lord, the more I have to worry about these other things. But the closer I get to you, Lord, I don't have to worry about those things. You said that I'm close to you. I don't have to worry about food. I don't have to worry about what to drink. I don't have to worry about what to wear. Yes. Lord, look at me. I'm a day worker. I'm glad I don't need no work permit. I got it all cranked up. I've been given ability. God has left me something. And I'm going to tell you what. I declare that I'm going to use the thing what God gave me. I'm going to use it because I can use it up. Yes, got to be responsible. Yes. So you can be like the stoffer servant who to hear the stuff. Amen. We too much in hiding stuff. You don't have to worry about hiding kingdom stuff. Amen. You don't need no insurance on kingdom stuff. You have a blessed assurance. Amen. You don't need to put the thing and lock it up. God, if somebody take it, that's a blessing for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, lay up not for yourself. Treasure on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves sweep through and steal. But lay yourself up some blessings. Yes. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm a kingdom worker. Tell somebody I'm a day worker. Tell somebody I'm a day worker. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. They're not dogs that's not going to catch me. I'm not going to let the sun go down on me. Yes, I'm a day worker. I want no part of darkness. I got to get it together, Lord. Oh, I love your blessing, Lord. Oh, thank you for teaching me, Lord. Thank you for showing me your ways, Lord. I want to work for you, Lord. I want to work for your king. I want to be like Paul. I want to be a bond servant. I want to be set apart. Yeah. I want to set apart for doing your will. I want to preach the kingdom. Amen. I want to preach the kingdom. When I preach the kingdom, Lord, I know that somebody might need healing. You will heal them after they hear the kingdom message. Somebody might need deliverance. I know that you'll be delivering them, Lord, after they hear the word of Father Kingdom. Kingdom day worker. It's hard to understand these days because we have electric lights. We work all day long, 24 hours a day. One shift gives off and the other gets called a night shift. But that was a time when no people couldn't do work. Because there was not enough light. They had to go home and rest. Sun go down, leisure, spend some time with your family. People work 24 hours a day now. Trying to meet in, make ends meet. Ends trying to meet. Ends trying to meet. This is like putting these magnets, trying to put north different opposite ends together. You know, they be slipping. You know how they slip back for. That's how you, when you do without God, trying to make ends meet, that's what happens to your ends. You never get your ends together. Their ends never come together. But you start seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, watch the ends. And when the ends come together, there's a flow that keeps going around. You're disconnected. Disconnected. Trying to, got to make the ends meet. And it's called W-O-R-K. Always said that the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. All other places, you got to work first to get success. Let's bow your heads, please. Father, we come to you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say thank you for this day. Lord, this is a day in which you have made. We just say thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, I know that there's some people here who want to become kingdom day workers. Before you become a kingdom day worker, first of all, you got to declare Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So if there's someone here today that does not know Jesus as the Lord and Savior, I want you to come down. I want you just want to pray for you. Also, there may be someone in here say, I ain't been working like I should have been working. I've been waiting on my work permit. But now I know better. I don't care who you are. I want to see everybody here who are ready to work for Christ. I don't care what your status is. I don't care who you think you are, how important you think you are. Maybe you're not important as you think you are. Amen. Amen? Amen? There's only one person that's important. That's Jesus Christ. I don't care how much words you know. I don't care how much you could quote the Bible. I've seen more sinners.